The Justice Department is withholding comment on the report until it receives a copy from the Civil Rights Commission. Mary Frances Berry chairs the commission. Good morning, Ms. Berry.
Good morning.
Why did you leak the findings ahead of time? Why didn't you wait until Friday when the commission meets to vote on the report?
I have no idea who leaked the report. I've been taught in the years I've been in Washington that if you want to know who leaked something, look to see who's quoted in the story. I'm not quoted anywhere in any of these stories. We've had problems with leaks for about 3 years on the commission. In the old days, we never did. And we've been discussing them at almost every meeting, trying to figure out who does it. And we've had phone calls from people saying they have a pipeline directly into our staff. We don't know the answer to that. But I do not want to spend precious time trying to figure out who leaked something. I once had worked for a cabinet secretary who spent a week trying to figure out who leaked a report. We had nothing done in the agency except sitting around all day trying to figure out who leaked something. So I don't know who did it. It's unfortunate that it happened. I'm outraged by it. It keeps happening all the time. I'm beginning to think that maybe we should just release reports piece by piece as the staff goes along and just make clear that everyone knows that it's a draft. So it's unfortunate, but I think the substance of the report is much more important than that.
You're one of 8 members of the commission. 4 of you are Democrats. There are 3 independents, 1 Republican. Will Friday's vote be strictly along party lines?
I have no idea. We will have a very open discussion. The commissioners have the report. We all got it sent to us Monday. We were told ahead of time that's when it was coming. We had a discussion at a meeting in April about when we would get it, and Commissioner Redenbaugh asked when, and he was told we would get it on the day we did get it, and we were told to set aside time to read it, which we did. And we will have an open discussion, which we always have, and there will probably be some changes, and I don't know how the votes will come out in the end.
In the findings, you concluded there was no evidence of deliberate effort to disenfranchise voters. Are Florida Governor Bush and Secretary of State Harris merely incompetent?
We concluded that there was no deliberate effort. The staff report says that there's no evidence of a deliberate effort, and that the Justice Department, in its investigation, which we recommend, should see whether any of the activities were intentional. We said, the report says that they did not find any evidence that there was intentional discrimination, but that there was evidence of discrimination that meets the standard of the Voting Rights Act. The 3 ways to describe what happened in Florida, we believe, so far is ineptitude, inefficiency, and injustice, and that not only Governor Bush and Catherine Harris, the Secretary of State, but county officials who are Democrats, it did not discharge their duties appropriately. They were at best negligent in paying attention. They knew that there would be large numbers of extra voters in these particular precincts who had registered, and they made, insofar as we're able to tell, practically no preparations to take care of them, to make sure that there was communication. They made practically no preparations to make sure that there were was access for the disabled. And the other point that I want to make is that this seems to go back in time. We have in the report a letter from an earlier election supervisor talking about some of these issues. It may have happened over and over again in a Florida election, as someone said in your piece, but it's just that this election was so close so that everyone paid attention. I have no idea whether it happened before. But clearly, the things that happened to people shouldn't happen again, and the legislation that was passed by the Florida legislature will, in fact, take care of some of these problems, and we commended them for that, if the legislation is implemented. But clearly, there are other issues that they have not dealt with yet.
Very briefly, did Bush and Harris violate the Federal Voting Rights Act?
The staff report says that Bush, Harris, and the county supervisors, all taken together in the actions that they took, violated Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mary Frances Berry chairs the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights.